您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast.cn。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Bilingual English Classroom。
Hello and welcome to Practical English Classroom on My English. I'm Anna.
I'm Shantane.
Last time, we gave you some background information about express mail in the US.
And today, we'll go on talking about how to send express mail.
大家好，欢迎来到国际在线实用英语课堂，我是安娜，
我是沈听。
上节课我们为大家介绍了一些在美国寄快递的背景知识，
今天呢我们还是来继续这个快递的话题。 Part 3 Send it express mail，
用快件寄给我。
Dialogue 3. Hi, I'd like to send this express mail.
Did you fill out the express mail bill?
No, I didn't.
The forms are on the shelf against the wall. Fill one out and bring it back with your package.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm all set.
Okay, let's see how much your package weighs. It'll be $12.45 for shipping. Did you want to insure it?
Well, the contents aren't really that valuable, so I probably don't need to.
Okay, that's $12.45 then. Out of $15, $2.55 is your change.
Thanks. It will be there tomorrow morning, right?
Should be. It might be early afternoon. Don't forget your copy of the bill.
What do I need this for?
It's got a tracking number on it. You can use this number to check the progress of your package.
How do I do that?
You can use our website or call our customer service center.
Sounds easy enough.
Is there anything else that you don't understand?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Have a good day.
You too.
对话中 ，Sam 来到了邮局寄包裹。邮局的营业员呢，让他先去填一张表格 ，fill out the express mail bill。Bill 呢，在这里的意思是单据、账单。那么 fill out 这个词组表示填写表格之类的东西。在美式英语当中 ，fill in 和 fill out 都可以表示填充、补充。比如说 ，You have to fill out or fill in an application form first。你得先填一张申请表。The hole has been filled in。缝已经被填满了。
同时呢 fill out 也可以表示变得更大更圆更胖，我们可以说 her cheek began to fill out， 她的脸渐渐胖了起来。 Sam 对营业员说 gotcha 是 gotcha 在口语中的缩略形式，表示我明白你的意思了。很快的 Sam 就填完了表格，他说 OK I'm all set， 意思是说我已经准备好了。
营业员呢首先要先称一称 Sam 包裹的重量，一共需要12.45块。营业员又问 Sam 需不需要为这份快递保价，也就是说要不要为运送的货物上保险。那么 insure 表示上保险或者是投保，比如说 He insured himself for $50,000， 他为自己投了$50,000的人寿保险。或者我们也可以说 He insured his life for $50,000。
Insure somebody or something against something 也表示为某人或某物上保险。来举个例子，We insured our house against fire， 就是说我们给自己的房子保火险。 Sam 觉得箱子里面的东西并不是那么贵重，就不需要上保险了，那他就应该只付12.45就行了。他给了营业员$15，营业员就找了他2.55。 Out of 15 $2.55 is your change。 那么 out of A B is your change 这个句型在买东西找钱的时候会经常用到。
对，店员呢通常会先复述一遍你支付的金额，之后再说出要找你的零钱的数目，所以套用你刚才说的句型就行了，就是 out of A, B is your change。其中 A 呢就表示你要付的金额， B 就表示要找给你的零钱的数目。好，我们用一个对话来做例子。 I will take this shirt. Out of 20, 750 is your change. Or your change is 750. 好，这件衬衫我要了，收你20元，找你7元5角钱。
嗯，的确是很有用的句型啊。好，我们继续再往下看。 Sam 问这个包裹明天早上是否寄到，营业员说应该是的，但也许呢是刚过中午的时候，也就是 early afternoon。 那么 late afternoon 就表示下午快接近傍晚的时刻，也就是大概4-5点钟左右。营业员还提醒 Sam 不要忘了单据的副本，就是 the copy of the bill。
那么这个单据的副本是做什么用的呢？ Sam 自己也不明白，他问 what do I need this for， 又是这个 what for， 我们以前提过很多次了，表示为什么，跟 why 差不多。比如上面那句话我们就可以说成 why do I need this。 使用 what for 的时候呢，千万不要忘了这个 for。营业员解释说，副本上面有货件追踪号码，可以用这个号码查询货件的进度。
嗯，那么 tracking number 就是货件追踪号码，每家快递公司的快递单子上都会印有这样的号码，以方便顾客追查货物运送的进度。那么去哪里查询物品运送的进度呢？可以到快递公司的网站上去查，或者给客服中心打电话查询也行。 Sam 觉得这很简单，他说 sounds easy enough。
对， sounds easy enough 表示某事做起来非常简单，听起来就更简单了，只要告诉对方 sounds easy enough 就能让对方安心。那你也可以说 sounds simple enough 或者是 simple enough。 用一个对话来做例子。 Together just take this road for 2 miles, turn left at the gas station and you are there. Simple enough, thanks. 要去那里只要沿着这条路走2英里到加油站左转，然后你就到了，听起来很简单，谢谢了。
营业员最后问 Sam 还有什么问题不清楚，Sam 说 I'm good， 没有了。 I'm good 这句话看似简单却意义非凡，这个短句表示自己对于现在的状况非常满意。最常见的使用情况是在餐厅，比如说服务生问你要不要再来杯饮料的时候，你就可以简单的说一句 I'm good 或者 I'm fine， 一方面表示拒绝，一方面也含有谢谢对方好心询问的意味。比如说 Would you like some more milk? No, I'm good, thank you。 还要再来点牛奶吗？不用了，谢谢。
嗯，好， sounds easy enough， 看来邮快递并不难。我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Hi, I'd like to send this express mail.
Did you fill out the express mail bill?
No, I didn't.
The forms are on the shelf against the wall. Fill one out and bring it back with your package.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm all set.
Okay, let's see how much your package weighs. It'll be $12.45 for shipping.Did you want to insure it?
Well, the contents aren't really that valuable, so I probably don't need to.
Okay, that's $12.45 then. Out of $15, $2.55 is your change.
Thanks. It will be there tomorrow morning, right?
Should be. It might be early afternoon. Don't forget your copy of the bill.
What I need this for?
It's got your tracking number on it. You can use this number to check the progress of your package.
How do I do that?
You can use our website or call our customer service center.
Sounds easy enough.
Is there anything else that you don't understand?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Dialogue 4.
Hello, can I speak to Sam?
This is he.
This is Lily. I bought your Star Wars figures on eBay.
Oh, right. Great stuff, huh?
Okay, that's just it. Nothing's being delivered. I asked you to send them overnight mail.
I did. They said they'd get there today. Let me find out what happened and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
In the conversation, Sam 接到了买主 Lily 的电话。打电话的时候要注意，要找某人可以说 Can I speak to someone? 或者是May I speak to someone? 那么回答的时候我们就可以说 This is he 或者是 This is she。
Sam 还以为 Lily 已经收到了快件，打电话来谢谢他呢，原来是快件出了问题。 That's just it， 我要说的就是这件事。 That's just it 这句话用在当对方提起的事情正是你想要说的，或者那正是整件事的问题所在的时候呢，你就可以这么说。 来表示你对此事的关注程度，并且强调其重要性。
那我们就用一个对话来举例说明。Why are you worried that you won't like the food? This roast beef looks great. That's just it. She just told me she's a vegetarian.
你为什么会担心丽丽不喜欢这里的食物呢？这里的烤牛肉看起来很棒啊。这正是问题的所在。她刚刚告诉我，她是一个素食主义者。
原来 Lily 根本没有收到任何的东西，她要 Sam 寄的是第二天就能送到的快递呀。那么 Overnight Mail 指的就是那种在今天送件，货件会在下一个营业日到达的运送服务。Sam 觉得很委屈，他确实就是按照 Lily 的要求寄的快递，而且邮局的人也说今天能够到达。到底是怎么回事呢？
Sam 也觉得很奇怪，他说要去查一下是怎么回事，再回电话给 Lily。那么这里的 get back to someone 是一个很常见的电话用语，就是给某人回电话的意思，或者当两个人讲电话聊到没有什么话说的时候呢，也可以用这句话来做结束语，或者当一家餐厅在客流高峰时期呢，你想找侍者点餐的时候，侍者一时忙不过来就会跟你说 I'll get back to you right away， 意思就是说我马上就过来。
还有就是当你一时回答不出对方问题的时候，也可以用上这一句。比如说 Do you have time to talk about our business trip? I'm kind of busy right now. Can I get back to you in a little while?你有时间讨论一下我们这次出差的事情吗？我现在有点忙，我可以等一下再去找你吗？
As soon as possible 表示尽快，经常缩写成 ASAP。 好，不知道 Sam 的包裹在邮局到底出了什么麻烦，在答案出现以前，我们还是再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Hello, can I speak to Sam?
This is he.
This is Lily. I bought your Star Wars figures on eBay.
Oh, right. Great stuff, huh
Okay, that's just it. Nothing's being delivered. I asked you to send them overnight mail.
I did. They said they'd get there today. Let me find out what happened and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
现在是课间休息时间，一起来听首歌，来自 Aaron Carter, Not Too Young, Not Too Old. Girl, what you gonna do? Come in hot to me in the backseat, baby backseat. We can surf the board, surf the net. Better yet, we can make a little bet. If we get together, yo, what's gonna be the bomb? Hit me up, baby, AaronCarter.com. See when it comes to girls, I'm not too young. Baby face, back up on the scene. But when I get in trouble, hey, I'm not too old. I pull my cat way now, see, I'm 30 years old. That's how we roll. Girl, we're gonna share some time.Where do I begin? Don't need a plan. Hey, trying to say I look thin. I'ma show you again. I'm all up in the video. Catch me in the studio. That's my life, bro. It's in my blood. Hey, it ain't my fault. You wanna step to me? We can take it to the asphalt. Do some hoops, kids, and jump the floor. Battle on the rollerblades. You call me a punk? Bring on the skateboards or the BMX. Show me what you got. Is that all, please, man? I want the poetry. Where's the concentration? Don't even talk about the Sony PlayStation. I'll make it happen if it's games that you want. And we're caught up in the open zone. Find it, find it, let it roll.
You have been listening to CRI Online Special English Classroom Online English.
这里是国际在线实用英语课堂。
Dialogue 5. I need to have a packet tracked.
Certainly. Your tracking number, please.
It's 329-46718.
Let's see. It was sent to 337 Cedar Street, but there's no such address in Carlton, Mississippi.
What are you talking about? I sent it to Carlton, Minnesota.
Our file shows it as being addressed to Carlton, MS.
Yeah, so?
MS is the abbreviation for Mississippi, and N is Minnesota.
Smart move, Sam. But what about the zip code? That should be right.
The zip code is correct. We'll make sure it gets the right address.
I won't have to pay again, will I?
No. Since you had the correct zip code, we'll be responsible. Just use the right abbreviation next time.
对话中 ，Sam 给客服中心打电话，查询包裹到底出了什么问题。Have a package tracked， 查一件包裹。那么 have something done 表示让某人做某事，而不是自己亲自去做。虽然 Sam 自己打电话去查询，但是查询这个过程呢，还是要由工作人员来完成。我们再举个例子 ，I need to have my hair cut， 我得去理发了。
客服人员呢，需要知道 Sam 的货件追踪号码，也就是印在单据副本上的那个号码。Sam 告诉了他，客服员查到邮件是送往西德街337号，但是密西西比州的卡罗尔顿根本没有这个地址。Sam 一听就知道不对了， What are you talking about? 你在说什么呀？那这句话呢，看似简单，但实际上有你在讲什么东西啊，根本就是胡说八道的意味在里面。那么句尾的语调是下沉的，表示不认同对方说的话。
当然了，装傻的时候这句话也是能够用得上的。比如说 I saw you out dancing with some guy last night.What are you talking about? I was home all night. 我昨天晚上在外面看见你跟一个男人跳舞。你在说什么呀？我整晚都待在家里呢。Sam 又强调了一遍，他是要送去明尼苏达州的卡尔顿，但是客服人员告诉他，档案显示的送件地址呢是 MS 的卡尔顿。
Sam 还是不服气，他说 ，Yes, so. 是啊，那然后呢？客服人员又告诉他 ，MS is the abbreviation for Mississippi, and N is Minnesota.那么 MS 是密西西比州的缩写，而 MN 才是明尼苏达州的缩写。原来 Sam 是把州名的缩写弄错了，所以他暗地里骂自己 Smart move Sam， 干得好啊 Sam。 那么这里呢 Smart move 是一个反语，因为 Sam 自作聪明把州名的缩写弄错了，所以他在这里暗骂自己愚蠢。
但是呢 Sam 还是不死心，又问邮政编码应该是对的吧。邮政编码就是 zip code，美国的邮政编码是由五个数字组成的，前三个数字代表所居住的州、市，后两位数字代表邮区。幸好 Sam 没有写错邮政编码，客服人员承诺一定会送到正确地址去的。
Sam 还要确认自己不用再费一次钱，客服人员告诉他，因为他写的邮政编码是正确的，所以这次呢，是由快递公司来负责，不用再付费了。但是他最后提醒 Sam， 下次一定要用正确的州名缩写，免得引起不必要的麻烦。
没错，这样很耽误时间。好了，再让我们来听一遍刚才的对话。I need to have a packet tracked.
Certainly. Your tracking number, please.
It's 329-46718.
Let's see. It was sent to 337 Cedar Street, but there's no such address in Carlton, Mississippi.
What are you talking about? I sent it to Carlton, Minnesota.
Our file shows it as being addressed to Carlton, MS.
Yeah, so?
MS is the abbreviation for Mississippi, and N is Minnesota.
Smart move, Sam. But what about the zip code? That should be right.
The zip code is correct. We'll make sure it gets the right address.
I won't have to pay again, will I?
No. Since you had the correct zip code, we'll be responsible. Just use the right abbreviation next time.
Dialogue 6.
Hi, Sam. You get everything straightened out with the Star Wars Seekers?
Yeah. She was kind of pissed about the delay, but they got there.
So, what's her standing now?
I just sold my grandmother's china to someone.
Don't you think you should put in more padding?
Oh, don't be so uptight. It'll be fine.
话中 Sam 要去邮快递了，这次他在 eBay 上把祖母的瓷器给卖掉了。 Jenny 很关心地问他，星球大战玩偶的事情已经解决了吗？
You get everything straightened out with the Star Wars figures.
那么这里 get everything straightened out 表示把一切搞定，比如说
Why is Brian so mad at you?
It's nothing but a big misunderstanding. I'll talk to him and get it straightened out.为什么 Brian 这么生你的气呢？啊，都是误会，我会跟他谈谈，把事情弄清楚。
类似的词组还有 get something straight， 这里的 straight 是作为副词，意思是直率的，有话直说的，也就是当对方说话拐弯抹角，避重就轻的时候，就可以直接跟他说 Let me get this straight， 还是让我来把话说清楚吧。好，接着往下看， Lily 已经收到了玩偶，但是她对东西晚到的事情很生气。Be pissed about something 表示对什么什么生气不爽。 Pissed 这里是指反感的厌恶的，比如 What's with Nancy? Beats me. She's pissed about something and won't talk to anyone. Nancy 怎么了？我也不知道，不知道因为什么她就生气了，而且不跟任何人说。
另一个相似的用法就是 pissed off， 比如说有人给你惹毛了，你就可以说 He really pissed me off， 或者 I was pissed off by him。 好，回到对话上来，尽管是晚到了，但无论如何还是到了。那么这次 Sam 要寄什么呢？他要把祖母的瓷器卖给别人。 Jenny 提醒他应该在箱子里多放一些填料，因为瓷器是非常容易碎的。那么 padding 的意思呢，就是填料或者是衬垫，但是 Sam 却认为不用那么紧张，没有那个必要。 Don't be so uptight 当中的 uptight 在口语中表示紧张的、着急的。
不知道这次 Sam 又会有什么麻烦了，还是再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Hi, Sam. You get everything straightened out with the Star Wars figures?
Yeah. She was kind of pissed about the delay, but they got there.
So, what's her standing now?
I just sold my grandmother's china to someone.
Don't you think you should put in more padding?
Oh, don't be so uptight. It'll be fine. Dialogue 7. I've got a package for ground shipping I'd like to have picked up tomorrow.
Okay, I need your address.
1209 Marina Drive.
Do you have an account with us?
No, this is a one-time pickup.
I see. Will you be paying in cash then?
Yeah, I guess. What time can you pick it up?
Our driver will be there at 9:30 a.m. So, you had some shipping problems, huh?
Yeah. The guy said two of the plates broke in transit.
So, what are you going to do?
I'm trying to get UPS to pay, but I didn't insure it. I don't know about this eBay stuff.It's been a big headache.
对话中 ，Sam 在电话中办理了邮寄的业务。他说：“我有一个小包裹要走陆运，希望明天来取件。”那么 ，ground shipping 是指小型包裹运送服务，收送范围呢是美国、加拿大、波多黎各以及墨西哥的大陆地区，提供经济的陆上运送服务。一到五天内呢就能送达目的地。
营业员又问 Sam 有没有他们的账户， Sam 回答说没有，因为他就记着一次而已。这里的 account 指账户，只要拥有 UPS 的账号，就会拥有更多的电子增值服务，包括线上预约快递、电力通讯录、查阅快递记录等等。
那么这里的 pickup 是指取件，而 one time pickup 指的就是没有和快递公司长期合作，只交易这一次的客户，所以Sam 只能用现金付账了， pay in cash。 快递公司的司机会在早上九点钟到达，可是到了下午， Jenny 发现 Sam 还是在为运货的事情发愁。
So you have some shipping problems, huh?
那么这里的 huh 是一个感叹词，相当于汉语当中的是不是，表示轻蔑、厌恶、疑问等语气。对话中的 huh 就表示疑问的语气。
我们来给大家举个轻蔑语气的例子吧。 You think you know the answer, huh?你以为你知道答案吗？原来 Sam 寄出的瓷器在运输途中打碎了两个，当初呢还真应该听 Jenny 的话，多塞一些衬垫在里面，也就是 padding， 这样呢盘子也许就不会打碎了。 In transit 表示在运输的途中。
那 Sam 该怎么办呢？他想让 UPS 赔钱，可是他又没有替这些瓷器买保险，人家当然不会赔了。 Sam 真的不知道该不该继续在 eBay 上卖东西了，麻烦的要命。那么这里的 I don't know about something 表示我不确定该不该做某事。这个句型用在当你对眼前的事物还不太熟悉，甚至还没有进入状态，就被要求参与其中，而且这件事呢，也许会有危险，也许会有很多的麻烦事情发生，所以你不太愿意去做的时候。
嗯，再来举个例子。Another rough day in class, huh? Yeah, I don't know about this grad school thing. Maybe it's just not for me. 今天又是很难过的一天是吧？是啊，我不太确定读研究生到底对不对，也许并不合适我。类似的句型还有 I'm not sure about something. It's been a big headache. 就表示某事很难办到，很让人头疼。而 someone is a headache 就表示某人很难对付，让人头疼了。
嗯，从 Sam 的个性来看，他真的不适合在网上做生意。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
I've got a package for Grom shipping I'd like to have picked up tomorrow.
Okay, I need your address.
1209 Marina Drive.
Do you have an account with us?
No, this is a one-time pickup.
I see. Will you be paying in cash then?
Yeah, I guess. What time can you pick it up?
Our driver will be there at 9:30 a.m. So, you had some shipping problems, huh?
Yeah, the guy said two of the plates broke in transit.
So, what are you going to do?
I'm trying to get UPS to pay, but I didn't insure it. I don't know about this eBay stuff. It's been a big headache.
节目的最后，我们一起来欣赏 Savage Garden 演唱的 To the Moon and Back。
Everyone's got a theory about the bitter one. They're saying, Mom never loved her much, and Daddy never keeps in touch. That's why she shies away from human affection. But somewhere in a private place, she packs back out of space. And now she's waiting for the right kind of private to come.
And
she's saying,I'll fly it to the moon and back if you'll be, if you'll be my baby. Gotta take it for a world where we belong. So won't you be my baby? She can't remember a time when she studied.Love was dead and she was colorblind. All her friends were dead in trial for treason and crimes that were never defined. She's saying, love is like a barren place, reaching out for human faces. It's like a journey I just don't have a map for. So then we're gonna take a dive and we'll skip the overdrive.And it's taking that you're taking all your hopes on the stars.
Now we're near to the end of the program, and in the next unit, we'll have April Fool's Day with you. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们接着上节课的话题，通过一些对话告诉了大家在美国寄快递的全过程。下节课我们要一起来过愚人节，希望大家能够继续关注和支持国际在线实用英语课堂。如果你有任何问题或者好的建议，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。我们下期节目再会，
拜拜。